Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Yo, I think I saw him on the BET Awards last night. Jack Harlow.
Oh, Jack Harlow.
He was getting it in.
I didn't even know the BET Awards was last night.
Come on, man.
What's wrong with you? I just didn't know. I was out busy tanning.
Being one of them one percenters eating oysters and stuff. Bro, you better get to your roots. You know everybody watched the BET Awards.
I just didn't.
What's wrong with you, man?
I didn't see it.
See how you are. Keyshawn.
Busy.
J. Will Zubin. It is presented by Progressive Insurance. And, of course, all of our guests, they join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Brian Custer in for Zubin. Here with Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams. You know, we were talking about some football, man, in the last hour. And we were talking mainly about the Cardinals GM, Steve Keim, and how he said it is an incredible, valuable asset when you have a franchise quarterback still on their rookie contract because you can build around that kind of quarterback and build a contending team when you have a low cap number for your QB. So it kind of got me thinking, you know, let's talk about rookie QBs still on their contract and, you know, teams that you think maybe can do a little something. I think since we're in here in New York, let's start with Daniel Jones in the Giants. You know, obviously he's still on that rookie contract. What do you think about the Giants roster, and can they win a championship with Daniel Jones?
First of all, every single team's philosophies are different.
Okay.
And every general manager's philosophies are different. Some believe to build through the draft. Some believe build through the draft and collect a bunch of free agents. And it just depends on where your cycle is. For many years, the New England Patriots basically built through the draft.
Right.
And then they may have a trade or two here or find a bargain player that they felt still had something in them. And they won how many championships?
Yeah, a lot.
Six?
Of them. Yep.
Seven?
Yep.
So, and went to nine?
And then went spending, you know, crazy this offseason.
And so then went spent crazy this offseason. And it had nothing to do with money. It just was – that was their philosophy. When you think about Daniel Jones and all the pieces that he has around them now, there's no excuse for him other than his own ability. Saquon Barkley is back healthy, it seems. You got a plethora of skill position players. They've addressed the offensive line. They've addressed the defensive side of the ball. So can Daniel Jones lead the Giants – to a Super Bowl opportunity on his rookie deal? Yes, he can. Does it have to happen before they pay him? No. No, they can pay him if they decide this year he's worthy of a contract extension after a fifth-year option or whatever, however they want to structure it and do it. I don't think that it's a stress to get one done before they address his contract, because a lot of the pieces are already in play and in place. If you draft well, like a Saquon Barkley, you've got to address his contract issue. So you got two guys on the offensive side of the ball that deals are coming up here in the next 12 to 24 months that you've got to look at and say, is he our future? And Saquon Barkley, we already know what he is when he's healthy, and Daniel Jones. We think he's going to be good based on everything that they've done in the offseason to surround him with the toys that he needs. Then you go out and you pay him. Okay, does that mean you're going to win a championship? No. And if you don't pay him, does that mean that you're not going to win a championship? No. So what Steve Keim is saying, in my opinion, is only trying to protect himself. He's playing both sides. Because if they fail and they're not successful, it's going to be because, well, you know, we're not successful. I didn't put the pieces around it. Then if you pay him and you fail, well, I couldn't sign anybody. Well, you shouldn't be trying to sign a whole bunch of veterans anyway. You should be building through the draft, much like basketball does for the most part. Core groups, the Golden State Warriors, they built through the draft. Then eventually they went and got Kevin Durant and Iguodala. But for the most part, that team was built through the draft. And when you look at the Phoenix Suns, they're basically building exactly through the draft, except Chris Paul, Dre Will,
what you think, Dre Will?
And that's just the Giants aspect of it. But we got other teams that's out there. The Cleveland Browns, young quarterback. What are they going to do? The Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens been kicking on the door for a couple years. And they hadn't paid Lamar yet. But they still got those same players that was with Lamar when they were trying to kick down the door still on the team.
Yeah.
And you're about to pay Lamar.
But do you want to see what this guy is before you pay him? When you say, okay, now he's got all the tools.
Yes.
Yes. Now, let me see, before I open up, pull up the Brinks truck and say, beep, beep, back it up.
For who, though, Jay?
Ryan, but I mean, for Justin who? Herbert, Justin Herbert has proved that he could put up big numbers, right? I know you're still waiting on Kyler Murray, right? Tua's got obviously a lot to find out this year with Tua. But, like, you know, just to go back to your Giants example, Daniel Jones. I mean, look, obviously a lot will depend upon Saquon Barkley and the way he plays because of the dynamic he brings to the backfield, right? It could take a lot of pressure off of Jones. You already talked about the additions of Kenny Galladay, Kadarius Toney. But at the end of the day, it's going to be tough to point the finger if you don't have progress with the way Daniel Jones plays. You want to see that turnover rate continue to drop, and you want to see him start to elevate the players around him. If you don't get to that point, if you don't show me that burst or that you're moving in a direction that we think you can move, then that's time to move on for a lot of these players. Because now it comes down to, like, do I pay you the numbers that the market is going to warrant for marginal player, or am I trying to build Super Bowl aspirations? And if I think you can help me get there, then great. If not, I'm trying to get somebody else younger to continue to build out what my roster looks like to find out if I can get that one.
Well, if he's a progress stopper, then that's a different conversation. If I'm a betting guy right now, as far as the Giants go, Daniel Jones has everything at his disposal. Literally everything.
I agree.
It will be clear as day if he's not the guy based on everything around him.
After this year. Yeah, because,
yes.
Because much now, like now he's got the tools. Last year he didn't have the tools. He didn't have the offensive line.
No. 2 years ago, scratching the head about Josh Allen. What is he? Then all of a sudden, in comes Stephon Diggs, in come Cole Beasley, defensive side of the ball is stronger. Now it's like, yeah, Josh Allen, one of the top five quarterbacks to ever put on a uniform.
He that dude.
You know, so now.
He that dude.
Well, why are you laughing, Jay?
Just because I know how you go to such an extreme.
Because that's what they do. Not just fans. Some of your colleagues, not to mention certain names, but it turns out to be, oh, my God. Well, if you look, fool, he didn't have anything.
Right.
Then when you go out there and you get this type of player to go with him, now it looks great. You say the same thing about Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. He was messing around with Freddie Kitchens as his coach. Come on, man. Seriously. Like, you expect for me to excel under that? This dude was the running back coach before he was the interim offensive coordinator, and then you kicked him up to the head coach. There was no way I was going to succeed. But then in comes Kevin Stefanski in this offense from Minnesota. I got a new life now. Now I look like the guy that was worthy of the number one overall pick in this system. Now, if Cleveland and Kevin Stefanski was selecting Baker Mayfield that year at quarterback, he wouldn't have been the number one overall pick because you don't need that style. You don't need to take a quarterback for that system with the number one overall pick in the style in which they like to play, which is run the ball, play defense, do all that. But the fact that I've inherited him and now he's showing me that he can continue to be the face of the franchise and lead the charge, he falls in line for a contract extension. This is the same for Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson gets basically thrusted into the lineup after Joe Flacco fails, goes to the playoffs. Next year, torches the league, gets the MVP, goes to the playoffs. Third year, gets to the playoffs again with a lack of weapons on the offensive side of the ball. You now go out, you draft a receiver, you bring in free agents at receiver, you retool the skill positions, you get new coaches. So now you can extend his passing game as you get ready to pay him. So all three of those quarterbacks are going to get extensions, and it's not going to hurt their chances of winning a championship. So this notion that you can't pay Baker Mayfield you can't pay Baker Mayfield because you can't sign other players. Well, Kareem Hunt, OBJ, Landry, all of them going to get their money. Yeah. Chubb's going to get his money. Yeah. Kareem Hunt just got his deal, what he's worth. And then you're going to and then you just paid Myles Garrett. You brought in Jadeveon Clowney. You bring in Hill and Johnson on the back end. You're going to have to eventually get the Denzel Ward on the corner spot, and everybody will get paid. And they'll probably fight to win a championship. So Steve Kimes is just – he's just kind of trying to protect himself, and I get it. I understand it because Kyler Murray is certainly tied to Cliff Kingsbury, in my opinion. If they don't go as further this year, I could see Cliff Kingsbury getting fired. I really could.
Wow.
I really could. Because you brought in a guy that was just fired from Texas Tech.
Right.
And 4 years later, you're still in the same position you were in essentially with Steve Wilks, which means no playoffs and you lose. Steve Wilks did the same thing. Okay, he didn't win 8 games. But you didn't let you give him a chance to win 8 games. But you gave Cliff Kingsbury a chance to win 8 games. And you want 8 games again next year and the year after and the year after? That's just the reality of it.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, it is presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting small businesses with specialized coverages for commercial vehicles. More at progressivecommercial.com.
The Milwaukee Bucks are in charge of this series now. We learned that last night. Chris Middleton.
To the three-point line, to the free throw line, fades to the right, shoots and hits again. A 20-point fourth quarter for Chris Middleton.
Been on the floor with him, and all year long he's been making big-time plays for us, man. Man, tonight he delivered like no other, man. I think I don't know how many points he had in the fourth quarter. I know it was 20-something for sure.
20 on the nose.
Ooh-wee. 20. He was smoking hot, man. It was crazy watching.
Hey, PJ Carlesimo, ESPN Radio, NBA PJ. Analyst. He joins us via the Goodyear Hotline. It is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. How you doing, PJ?
I'm doing excellent, gentlemen. How are you? For early in the morning, I'm doing very well. Yeah. You guys are used to it.
What's up, Coach?
I love it.
PJ, can we get these refs to stand off the court, please?
Oh, please. I don't want to jump on my guy, Wright, but boy.
He was out of bounds. It just feels like when you're watching a series and Trae Young is cooking the way he is, that it's just kind of like the energy of the playoffs.
Every series. It's unbelievable.
I know.
I mean, we do a health report before we do anything else. It's really too bad because there's so many good things happening in these series. But before we even get into the lineups, it's who's playing, who's not, and how'd the MRI go.
Considering that, then, PJ, let me ask you this. How do you think that sprained ankle with Trae Young, how has that changed the complexion of this series with Atlanta and Milwaukee?
I think it changes it enormously unless he gets a lot better in 48 hours, and that's the negative to the conference finals. I mean, it's great you get to the conference finals, but all of a sudden it's every other day. So he's got less than 48 hours, and he can't be 75%, you know, and come in and make some shots or something. He's got the ball in his hand. He creates for his teammates, and Bogey right now, Bogey's not in good shape. He looks like he can't play. He's out on the floor. He can't score for him. So I think it's really tough, but it's this game. You know, as you know, Jay Will, if they find a way to get this game, they're very much back in this series. If they don't, no. With what's left in Milwaukee, with the home court back and doubly back if they get game four, I think they need a healthy or 90% Trae. He's got to play. He was so efficient last night. I thought it was one of his best games. He needs Lou Williams to come alive. When him and Gallinari have been good off the bench, they've been really tough. I love what John Collins is doing, but Bogey's not able to make shots right now, so he's going to need a lot of help, and I think that's going to be a tall order.
Coach, when you look at it, how clutch is Middleton down the stretch for them?
He's unbelievable. I mean, yeah, 20 points is ridiculous, but so, you know, they're down 7. Everybody forgets that because it becomes a one-sided game at the end and because Trae's not healthy. They're down 7, you know, in the middle of the fourth quarter, and he shoots. He's 4-for-6 from 3. He gets 20 points, and he's had a knack throughout the playoffs. He hasn't had great games every night, but he's had a knack for making big shots and doing things in the fourth quarter, and he's in every category. You look at the playoff stats. I mean, it's great about the playoffs. Nobody cares about the stats, but he's there in rebounding. He's in assists. He's in percentage. He's in minutes played. He's doing it night in and night out, and I'll tell you who's really happy, and he doesn't want him yet because he wants Bud to do well. He's going to be in Tokyo. He was in China last year. He's been really giving of his time, and him and Drew Holiday will be there with Pop in Tokyo. I love him. I don't think he gets enough credit. If I'm not mistaken, he didn't even play any All-Star game this year. He's a great player, and I think people are finally starting to realize that.
Coach, speaking of another great player, how about what Chris Paul has done? Obviously, coming back after 11 days off from COVID, didn't look as sharp. I think we all expected that. But really started to find a rhythm there. in game four and really kind of put down his foot, him and Devin Booker overall, with how they play.
Well, put down his foot is a nice way of saying it. I mean, he controls the game, and his personality, he reminds you of a LeBron, like where he takes control of the game, and you can see him getting on his teammates. You can see him making plays. Sometimes it's an assist. Sometimes he just comes up with a loose ball, and he's got that John Stockton. Remember, Stock would go, he'd go 10, 12 minutes without taking a shot, and all of a sudden you'd get a five-point lead, and you say, oh, we're getting away right now. He'd just come dribbling down and knock a three down. It wouldn't even touch the rim. Chris kind of does what he needs to do. I agree with you. I think each day back, his shot is getting better and better. And I think, you know, should they advance, he's going to start knocking down shots the way we're used to seeing him do it. But his floor game alone is worth it for Monty and for those young players on the floor with him.
Coach, let me ask you this. How should we view Chris Paul then if they advance to the finals, considering what he's done, considering the way DeAndre Ayton has looked, Devin Booker has taken his game to another level. How should we view Chris Paul as Phoenix gets to the NBA Finals?
I think you should view him as one of the best point guards in the league in an awful long time. I mean, was he a superstar? Yeah, he's always been that. But this is what he hasn't done. I mean, now to win a conference finals, to perhaps win an NBA championship, and to be the difference he's been, I don't want to take anything away for this team that won their last eight games in the bubble last year, and we're certainly going to be a much improved team. But they weren't going to be what they've become with Chris Paul. And the relationship he's got with Monty and vice versa, they've helped each other so much. But what Chris has done for his players, you reference that. That's the difference. DeAndre Ayton was going to be a good player eventually. That's been accelerated. Devin Booker has gone to another level. All their players are doing a good job. Jay Crowder is also doing a heck of a job. But I'll tell you what, Chris Paul is one of those guys. There's a lot of great players in our league that really don't do anything for their teammates. By that, I mean, they don't really impact them. They get a lot of points. They help you win games. But they really don't help the other players develop. Chris Paul is one of those guys who genuinely makes his teammates better. That's unique. Very few people have that talent. And Chris Paul has it as well as almost anybody in the league.
PJ, I know you're a coach and you don't like to look into the future like me as a player or a so-called expert in the NBA. Brian as well, you guys keep saying if and when and all those sort of things about the Suns. What I'm going to say is when the Suns close it out and they meet the Bucks, which I think is going to be the NBA final, who will have the advantage?
I want to lean toward Milwaukee a little bit because of experience. Now, they don't have finals experience. This will be the deepest they've gone if they get to the finals. But I like their versatility. I think they have a little bit more of an inside-outside. I think there's going to be more pressure on DeAndre Ayton, and he's done that. He's had no problem with it so far. And I also think that the Milwaukee backcourt, no one's going to stop Devin Booker and Chris Paul, but it's a very good defensive backcourt, and it's also long when you look at Chris Middleton. So I think I'd give a slight advantage to the Bucks going in, but I think if that does end up being our NBA Finals key, I think it'll be a great, I mean, I'm hoping it's going to be a 6 or 7 if it ends up those two going against each other.
PJ, let me make you the head coach of the Los Angeles Clippers.
Thank you. Appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes. I'm putting a lot of money in your bank account, PJ, in your pocket.
I'll do it for nothing.
Yeah. How would you manage a lot of these talks that are coming out where we're watching these games and you're not seeing Kawhi Leonard on the bench with his teammates? You're seeing him in a box with his family watching the game. Is that a big deal to you? That seems different to me. Out of all the other players I've seen that have been injured, they've always been on their bench, not just kind of isolated in a box.
Well, it's a perceptive question, Jay, because you started it by saying you're going to make me the coach. One of the reasons I'm not coaching is things just like this. I would not handle this very well at all, Jay. I don't know what's going on. It may be a situation where they need him with room and they're icing or he's got his leg up or something like that that he can't do on the bench. I've never seen that. So it's surprising to me. Every time they show it up in the stands, Greeny had a great line the other night. He said, Kawhi goes nuts. He's not somebody that shows a lot of emotion during a game. I would not be good with it, but I should say, you don't know anything that you're talking about. Why he's doing it, I'm hoping there's some medical reason and his teammates understand it. And the coaching staff understands it. I would not be good. That's one of the reasons I'm with you guys here in the morning instead of coaching somewhere.
He is our ESPN NBA analyst, PJ Carlissimo. Thank you, PJ.
Great being with you guys. Thank you, Coach.
Absolutely. All right, PJ. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, it is brought to you by Straight Talk. Get 10 gigs of hotspot data for just $55 a month. It is all on America's largest, most dependable network, Straight Talk Wireless. Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com.
Stay tuned for Luther Vandross here in a minute.
And the house is not a home.
One weekend, Key, was someone actually dumb enough to get caught? To get caught. We're going to discuss that next on KJZ, ESPN Radio, and SiriusXM Channel 80.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm Brian Custer in for Zubin. It is time for A to Z. You know, the Yankees GM, Brian Cashman, came out, gave full support to his manager, Aaron Boone, and the coaching staff. Now, Cashman did say, and I'm quoting Key, quote, "We suck right now. As bad as we can be," end quote. And really, for the third time this season, Cashman has given support to Aaron Boone. It's the third time this season that he's done this, and the coaching staff. This was in front of Tuesday's game that they had with the Angels at Yankee Stadium. Take a listen to Brian Cashman.
"This is not an Aaron Boone problem, and this is not a coaching staff problem. That's my opinion. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. This is not – they're doing what they need to do. But we're not getting the results that we need, and so they've got my support. We're in this together, and I'm not making any recommendations with any of these people."
Now, Yankees were on a four-game losing streak until last night. They get the 11-5 win over the Angels. Listen, the Yankees are 41-38. They're fourth in the division. They're 7.5 games behind the Red Sox. And you know, Keith, that's always usually the dreaded vote of confidence when the owner or GM comes out and says, "Oh, you got my full support." It is like 2 weeks later.
Yeah, I hate to see it happen to my man Boone, but he might have got the kiss of death right then and there.
I'm just saying.
Unless they can climb out of the hole.
Right.
I mean, they may be able to climb out. I mean, 7.5 games is not that many at this time
of the season.
At this point in the season. Right. It's just really not.
The problem, I think, is the roster, though. I think when you look at the Yankees, that's the issue for them. And it just seems like they can't beat the Red Sox this season at all. So that's probably the bigger problem for them. How about this? Kawhi Leonard out for game 6. The Clippers superstar, he's going to miss it. Of course, with Phoenix with that right knee sprain, the team officially has listed him out. Zubac, he was out for game 5. He is listed as questionable with the right knee MCL sprain. Now, Leonard's been out since suffering that knee injury in game 4 of the Clippers' second round series with the Jazz. Game 6 is tonight, 9 Eastern, here on ESPN. ESPN Radio coverage starts on ESPN Radio. And I think, Jay, this question is for you. What do you make of the Kawhi injuries?
I'm starting to get a little bit concerned because Kawhi has them in a stranglehold. Right? For Kawhi, it feels like for a guy that doesn't really say a lot, that there's a lot that comes with Kawhi. And I guess that's a question that the Clippers organization will need to ask themselves. This lack of communication, is there a report out there that's true about Kawhi and their medical staff? Are they on the same page? And I know Key and I got into this a little bit the other day. and I know NBA guys get hurt, it's just rare for me when I'm in the Staples Center to see a guy who has an injury not be somewhere in the vicinity around the team. I'm not saying you have to be right on the bench, but are you two rows behind the bench? Are you courtside on that point where they meet at a 90-degree angle? Are you sitting somewhere close to be with your team? The fact that he's in the box, it's just peculiar to me. I don't really understand it. So I guess that's the question. You know, if you're the Clippers organization, you're like, hey, we're seeing what Paul George is doing. We're seeing guys like Terrence Mann step up. And I know Kawhi is the missing link. He's one of the most talented players we have on the earth. But when you start looking at some of these other issues, is that worth having, dealing with, as you manage the process with the Clippers organization? It's a legit question you have to ask yourself.
But isn't that you knew it when you signed him up. You knew that. I mean, all those stories came out from Toronto. You know, I want the private jet service. He lives in San Diego. Ain't like he living in L.A., so he commuting from San Diego. That was why Montrezl Harrell is not with the Clippers anymore, because he was mad that Kawhi can report, made the team bus late because he would get there when he wanted to get there. He practiced when he wanted to practice. But you knew that when you signed him. That's why
you did, though, Brian. But there's something about knowing it coming in and then actually witnessing it for yourself. You know what I mean? It's like, have you ever – not to give like an analogy, but like, hey, like back in the day when you're younger, like I want to date somebody, and you're like, I want to date her, and you're like, oh well, hey, here's what her comes with, but you're like, you know what, it's not gonna happen to me, and then you get her, and you're like, whoa, this is different. I see it now firsthand. Like, that's what the scenario kind of feels like to me a little bit.
You know, what Keith said? Keith said,
why that, Keith laughing?
Keith said, that never happened to me. No, I never had that problem.
Go ahead, player.
But what's the problem with Kawhi, Jay? What's the issue? You say you don't know if you want that. Like, what's the issue? Like, how do you not want a top five player in the league? I don't – because he – decides that he wants to deal with his own medical staff. If in fact that is the truth, okay, he's going to deal with his own medical staff. The man hurt his knee.
But we don't know what the truth is, Key.
But I'm assuming that that's the truth. Let's assume
well, we
that.
We can't assume because we don't know.
I'm going to assume that. Let me assume that. Not you, me. That he wants to deal with his own medical staff. Okay, he can deal with his own medical staff. Let's assume that he doesn't want to stand on the sideline because he doesn't want somebody falling into him or whatever the case is. Okay, go sit in your box. What's the problem? Me being on the sideline becomes an extra distraction. I'm not helping
you. How does that become a distraction with you
because,
on the sideline?
Because I don't communicate with you and my teammates anyway. So why am I on the sideline as an extra distraction?
That's a problem, though. Key.
Why is it a problem? Why is it a problem if you knew me coming in when you signed me that I don't communicate with my teammates like that? Like, I'm not a person that uses my voice. People that stand on the sidelines and when they're not playing are typically rah-rah guys that, oh, come on, man, let's go. Yeah. You know, that's not Kawhi. That's not his personality.
But, Key, it's not just the sidelines. It's the reports that – his uncle, you know, they're not
yeah,
sure
but that's
about the medical
staff.
But
you know, Uncle Dennis is something else.
You know. And I know. And I know that your personality, Key, like, you're okay with things like that. My personality, looking at it from how does that ultimately affect the team? Like, when you have guys like Montrezl Harrell being like, hey, I don't know if I want to rock with this. And you have younger guys in your team that are seeing your older guy lead that
I'm
way. Does that set the right organization for your team?
Kawhi.
Does that set the right tone?
I'm not Kawhi. I'm not getting a private jet. I'm not having two lockers. You got to come to grips with who you are.
It leads to a question. If you're the Clippers, it makes me wonder, is that who we want to lead our team? We may have thought we knew
absolutely.
What that was from the outside looking
man,
in.
Man, please. We'll take
him. Okay, that's fine.
We'll take him.
That's a legit question.
We'll find out this summer because he can obviously opt out of that deal. Much more on the latest injury to an NBA superstar, the two-time MVP. That is next. It is KJZ, ESPN Radio, and Sirius XM Channel 80.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm Brian Custer in for Zubin. It is time for A to Z. You know, the Yankees GM, Brian Cashman, came out, gave full support to his manager, Aaron Boone, and the coaching staff. Now, Cashman did say, and I'm quoting Key, quote, "We suck right now, as bad as we can be," end quote. And really, for the third time this season, Cashman has given support to Aaron Boone. It's the third time this season that he's done this, and the coaching staff. This was in front of Tuesday's game that they had with the Angels at Yankee Stadium. Take a listen to Brian Cashman.
"This is not an Aaron Boone problem, and this is not a coaching staff problem. That's my opinion. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. This is not – they're doing what they need to do, but we're not getting the results that we need, and so they've got my support. We're in this together, and I'm not making any recommendations with any of these people."
Now, Yankees were on a four-game losing streak until last night. They get the 11-5 win over the Angels. Listen, the Yankees are 41-38. They're fourth in the division. They're 7.5 games behind the Red Sox. And you know, Key, that's always usually the dreaded vote of confidence when the owner or GM comes out and says, "Oh, you got my full support." It is like 2 weeks later.
Yeah, I hate to see it happen to my man Booney, but he might have got the kiss of death right there and there.
I'm just saying.
Unless they can climb out of the hole.
Right.
I mean, they may be able to climb out. I mean, 7.5 games is not that many at this time
of the season.
At this point in the season. Right. It's just really not.
The problem, I think, is the roster, though. I think when you look at the Yankees, that's the issue for them. And it just seems like they can't beat the Red Sox this season. At all. So that's probably the bigger problem for them. How about this? Kawhi Leonard out for game 6. The Clippers superstar, he's going to miss it. Of course, with Phoenix with that right knee sprain, the team officially has listed him out. Zubac, he was out for game 5. He is listed as questionable with the right knee MCL sprain. Now, Leonard's been out since suffering that knee injury in Game 4 of the Clippers' second-round series with the Jazz. Game 6 is tonight, 9 Eastern, here on ESPN. ESPN Radio coverage starts on ESPN Radio. And I think, Jay, this question is for you. What do you make of the Kawhi injuries?
I'm starting to get a little bit concerned because Kawhi has them in the stranglehold. Right? For Kawhi, it feels like for a guy that doesn't really say a lot, that there's a lot that comes with Kawhi. And I guess that's a question that the Clippers organization will need to ask themselves. This lack of communication, is there a report out there that's true about Kawhi and their medical staff? Are they on the same page? I know Key and I got into this a little bit the other day, and I know NBA guys get hurt. It's just rare for me when I'm in the Staples Center to see a guy who has an injury not be somewhere in the vicinity around the team. I'm not saying you have to be right on the bench, but are you two rows behind the bench? Are you courtside on that point where they meet at a 90-degree angle? Are you sitting somewhere close to be with your team? The fact that he's in the box, it's just peculiar to me. I don't really understand it. So I guess that's the question. You know, if you're the Clippers organization, you're like, hey, we're seeing what Paul George is doing. We're seeing guys like Terrence Mann step up. And I know Kawhi is the missing link. He's one of the most talented players we have on the earth. But when you start looking at some of these other issues, is that worth having, dealing with, as you manage the process with the Clippers organization? It's a legit question you have to ask yourself.
But isn't that you knew it when you signed him up. You knew that. I mean, all those stories came out from Toronto. You know, I want the private jet service. He lives in San Diego. Ain't like he living in L.A., so he commuting from San Diego. That was why Montrezl Harrell is not with the Clippers anymore, because he was mad that Kawhi can report, make a lot of times made the team bus late because he would get there when he wanted to get there. He practiced when he wanted to practice. But you knew that when you signed him. That's why
you did, though, Brian. But there's something about knowing it coming in and then actually witnessing it for yourself. You know what I mean? It's like, have you ever – not to give like an analogy, but like, hey, like back in the day when you're younger, like I want to date somebody, and you're like, I want to date her, and you're like, oh well, hey, here's what her comes with, but you're like, you know what, it's not gonna happen to me, and then you get her, and you're like, whoa, this is different. I see it now firsthand. Like, that's what the scenario kind of feels like to me a little bit.
You know what Key said? Key said,
why Key laughing?
Key said, that never happened to me, though. I never had that problem.
Go ahead, player.
But what's the problem with Kawhi, Jay? What's the issue? You say you don't know if you want that. Like, what's the issue? Like, how do you not want a top five player in the league? I don't – because he – decides that he wants to deal with his own medical staff. If in fact that is the truth, okay, he's going to deal with his own medical staff. The man hurt his knee.
But we don't know what the truth is, Key.
But I'm saying, I'm assuming that that's the truth. Let's assume that.
Well, we can't assume because we don't know.
No, I'm going to assume that. Let me assume that. Not you, me. That he wants to deal with his own medical staff. Okay, he can deal with his own medical staff. Let's assume that he doesn't want to stand on the sideline because he doesn't want somebody falling into him or whatever the case is. Okay, go sit in your box. What's the problem? Me being on the sideline becomes an extra distraction. I'm not helping.
How does that become a distraction with you
because,
on the sideline?
Because I don't communicate with you and my teammates anyway. So why am I on the sideline as an extra distraction?
That's a problem, though. That's a problem, though, Key.
Why is it a problem? Why is it a problem if you knew me coming in when you signed me that I don't communicate with my teammates like that? Like, I'm not a person that uses my voice. People that stand on the sidelines and when they're not playing are typically rah-rah guys that, oh, come on, man, let's go. Yeah. You know, that's not Kawhi. That's not his personality.
But, Key, it's not just the sidelines. It's the reports that his uncle, you know, they're not sure about the medical staff.
But you know, Uncle Dennis is something else.
And I know, that your personality, Key, like, you're okay with things like that. My personality, looking at it from how does that ultimately affect the team? Like, when you have guys like Montrezl Harrell being like, hey, I don't know if I want to rock with this. And you have younger guys in your team that are seeing your older guy lead that way. Does that set the right organization for your team? Does that set the right tone?
I'm not Kawhi. I'm not getting a private jet. I'm not having two lockers. You got to come to grips with who you are.
It leads to a question. If you're the Clippers, it makes me wonder, is that who we want to lead our team? We may have thought we knew what that was from the outside looking in.
Man, please. We'll take
him. Okay, that's fine.
We'll take him.
That's a legit question.
We'll find out this summer because he can obviously opt out of that deal. Much more on the latest injury to an NBA superstar, the two-time MVP. That is next. It is KJZ, ESPN Radio, and SiriusXM Channel 8.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.